The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind live on campus at the University of North Dakota today. I'm even wearing my UND headphones. I have the University of North Dakota Pride of the North Band warming up, ready to go before the end of the program. Tom Erickson will be here, who's the new director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center. Really looking forward to that conversation later this hour. Also, we're going to talk with John Haryu, who's one of the directors here at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, later today on Energy Matters, which airs on 550 KFIRE and 1460 KLTC. From 3 until 5, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the work they do here day in and day out. A lot of great things happening. Look forward to having you learn more about that later this hour in the program and later today on Energy Matters. All right, we're 1 week until Election Day. We want to know what's on your mind. Lots of folks called in the first hour on different positions and candidates. And have at it, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think we got a great education from one of our elected leaders on the impacts of measure number 5, and someone that's smart as a whip on the legal side, saying all the arguments against measure 1 are not persuading him. He's a strong yes vote on measure 1 and measure 5, so you got his vote on those, and I've made my first vote of election 2014, did it live on the air, filled in the circle yes on measure 1, posted up a Facebook post about this now. See, Todd, if you can discover something new in that picture that I just posted up there. See what you think. Yeah. Just check that out, and that'll be a little, kind of a find the puzzle piece there before the end of the program.
He's looking to keep me busy here. Is that
yes, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some calls that came in during the break. Oh, I didn't roll one of those times I've been waiting
a while. Those are nice-looking headphones you got there, by the way.
You found it already, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Check out my new headphones, unveiled for the first time on my melon as of today. Because
collector's item there. I expect to see you with those headphones every time I see a picture of you in headphones now.
One way to kind of, wave the flag there a little bit. My apologies to Bison fans, but they are UND headphones, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know they made such things?
I
actually needed a pair of headphones that traveled lightly because I pack up all kinds of gear when I'm on the road, and these kind of fold up nicely.
You're not risking Leon or somebody putting little Bison stickers over those headphones.
Yeah, there'll be vandalism now. You're right. Yeah, I'm going to be dealing with that for sure.
All right, here's your voicemail here.
I got a question on Measure 6. I've been to votesmart.org, and it doesn't really answer my question. I'm curious as to, is that, if this passes, is it going to be retroactive? Are they going to revisit all these child custody cases? I got a lot of people that have been kind of in my circle that are wound up against this Measure 6 because of that, and I'd like to know what the real truth is, so we can sit and discuss it, because I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to vote on it myself. So my name is Robert, and my number is...
I don't need your number, Robert, but
yeah,
I'll answer your question live on the air. The Forum News Service has a guide to the North Dakota measures out there today. I'm not sure I trust many in the media to give us a guide to the measures factually. Sadly, journalism of just the facts, ma'am, is a day past. But I'll just tell you what they say. A yes vote would dictate to judges that in divorce cases, the presumption would be that each parent is fit and entitled to be awarded equal parental rights and responsibilities. Supporters say it gives fathers an equal chance in custody battles. A no vote means there would be no such mandate in the law. Opponents say this gives judges the freedom they need in custody cases. To answer your question on a retroactive no, nothing that passes this election can go back and fix something that happened previously. Somebody could say, hey, I want to revisit that. Well, they can do that already. My biggest worry on Measure 6, first of all, I think, number one, I would love it if lawyers would just stay out of it and you can actually have, a mother and a father sit down and say, for whatever reason, we're no longer married, but we have a child in this world or children in this world. Let's figure this out in the best interest of them, the kids. Okay. And not have a lawyer on the clock making $200 an hour and some mediator making money and, all this tied up in a court system. I fear what's going to happen with Measure 6 is the ambiguity that comes from this and saying, well, how do I determine who's a fit parent? What does that mean? It just means more lawyers and more, less clarity rather than more clarity. That's my worry. I think the premise is a rock solid one, that there ought not be a bias towards one parent or another, because every situation is unique. Some of the things in the wording of Measure 6 worry me when it says equal parenting time needs to, the measure would provide a definition of equal parenting time. How can a measure do that? And what if one parent's in Minneapolis and another is in Mandan? And maybe it works for them to say once a month we're gonna meet halfway and they're gonna spend time there. But no, this passes and all of a sudden now it's dictated that it must be every other weekend when that doesn't work. So I don't know. I think it ends up creating more problems than it proposes to fix. That's my take on it. Jake in Sauk Center, Minnesota, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind, Jake?
Hey Scott, how you doing? I don't know if you remember me. I was one of the co-chairs for the East Grand Forks Freedom Club and became really good friends with Mark. Just calling in and talking on the radio station. Keep up what you guys are doing, and you're doing a great job. But I'd like to talk a little bit about the VA, if you got a second.
Sure. How's your treatment been at the VA, Jake?
You know, I'll be honest. The majority of the nurses and the people and the staff there are outstanding. I can see where a lot of the waste comes from. I met one gentleman who is a custodian, and he's making $18.50 an hour with a retirement to boot on that. And then also they can become tenured at the VA now. So we have a lot of crappy counselors in the VA already that label a lot of some of the veterans as addicts and stuff like that, as opposed to addressing the mental health portion that comes along with those addictions as well.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think and I've seen cases firsthand of that are just chilling. So I hear you.
The other thing I wanted to say is I was just in the Minneapolis VA about a week and a half ago. And they were getting ready to discharge me, and I had nowhere to go because I didn't have any money coming in, and I have a family of three, and my wife, and my VA claim. Now almost a year, I'm still waiting on my pension to come through. So my plan was to wait until that came through, so my family had some income. But some things happened, and I had to go in and get treatment sooner. And so, anyways, going back to the Minneapolis VA, I was basically offered a homeless shelter to go stay because I had nowhere to go.
That's ridiculous. I've heard that from vets across North Dakota, too, who say, okay, well, I need to go to Fargo to get treatment, but I live in Watford City, and no travel expenses, no accommodations when you're there,
right,
when you have no choice but to go there. And in your case, that they would not say, okay, here's accommodations because you're a patient,
right,
and you're far from home, but go live in a homeless shelter.
Right.
There's no way to treat our vets. That's crazy.
Well, and I told them that they could go somewhere else with that, because I have security issues even in my own house, let alone going to a homeless shelter, and they're just basically passing the buck off onto somebody else. So what I wanted to get at is I made one phone call to a place here in Sauk Center run by a lady named Melanie, and it's called the Eagles Healing Nest, and my family and I have gotten more help financially and housing for me by nonprofit organizations. And I think we need to stop giving money. Well, I guess we don't really have control over where the money goes in the VA, but we do have control over where our money goes as far as donations, and to really look into some of these great places like the Eagles Healing Nest and Sauk Center, and really put your donations there. I think Mr. McFadden's coming here today to walk through here, but I called Melanie, and she didn't care what my situation was, what my story was. Her response was, where and when can I pick you up?
Wow, fantastic.
And that's a civilian organization that already doesn't have a lot of money. And, we're using cars that are owned by veterans. You know, we don't have a van or anything like that to get people to appointments. And the VA, you know what? If you let veterans if you put veterans into a small group and you put us aside, all that's going to do is make us stronger. And we just come together as veterans and we help each other out. But then we're labeled as angry veterans. Because
no, you're not angry veterans, not at all. And by the way, in general, just rather than waiting for government to fix a problem, I love the fact that people say, hey, here's a need. We're going to deal with it. We're going to do it on a in a charitable way, nonprofit, and ultimately get some support for that. It's fantastic. EaglesHealingNest.com, by the way, is the website. I just found the website, EaglesHealingNest.com, and there is ways to support them on their website. So please do that and help any way you can. Jake, God bless you for your service. Thanks for checking in. Good points all, and good talking to you today, okay?
All right, thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
You as well. All right, let's see here. We have a lot of folks waiting to weigh in, so we're going to go rapid-fire to all these calls when we come back. Tom Erickson, the new director of the EERC, when we come back as well. Stay tuned, folks. This is What's on Your Mind, your calls when we return. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour.
Scott,
go ahead and roll that. Let her rip.
Scott, I got a question for you. Turn around and Measure 5, the Democrats don't want to come on and talk about it. It's a Democrat sponsor. Joe Tack from Run for Governor. He's Democrat. Mitchell, he's a Democrat. He come out right on set that. Ryan Taylor doesn't want to come on her. What's wrong with the Democrats? You know, when they got a D on the end of their name, that must mean delete. There's got to be a reason why they don't want to come on and view or argue at the point. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's you. And Beth and Bismarck and Mary and Roscoe and Jason in Watford City and Cliff and Edgley and Barb and Bismarck. Those are the folks waiting to weigh in. It's the callers, you know, which we actually thought it was because I was sharing my opinions, which, by the way, talk show hosts do, right? We give our opinions. We take a position. And
well, so, I never do, ever.
Yeah, you're a little more careful.
Maybe not as much as you anyway, but, yeah. You know.
But we offered to say, well, okay, we'll have a different moderator. You know, that's done in other programs where hosts that take a position, you know, take a back seat to the news staff, for instance. And that
absolutely
wasn't enough. So I think it was the callers, honestly. And, you know, George Sinner did make one appearance on K-Fire. It was on Todd's K-Fire Cafe. And call after call after call disagreed with him. It wasn't even on What's on Your Mind, which obviously has a daytime a statewide audience with five stations rather than just one. So it's not wanting to answer tough questions. That's the only thing I can say. I would also say on Measure 5, there's Democrats against this. There's co-ops against this. The farmers' unions against this. So that's bipartisan. I mean, there's ads in the North Dakota newspapers today of all the groups that are against this. I mean, school boards, mayors, county commissioners, school superintendents, all the major newspapers, the business community, farm groups, all of them think Measure 5 is a bad idea. By the way, an emailer thinks it's a bad idea for me to share my opinions. Actually, this came to us on Facebook from Mary Ann. Mary Ann said, personally, I don't believe you should be saying who you are voting for. Not that I may agree or disagree with you. You are a public figure, and as such are those who don't know how to vote that just might follow whatever you are doing. Along with that thought, I don't think we as a listening public should know where you stand on the candidates. I don't have a problem with the issues. My reasoning on the candidates is that it clearly indicates what political party you lean towards. I freely admit that when really unsure, I'll lean towards the Democratic Party. I try very hard to vote for the best candidate. I know you have a person who is calling and commenting on the fact that Democratic candidates are trying to distance themselves from Obama. Wouldn't you? Personally, I'd like to see a lot more ads like from the guy in District 47 who simply states what he's for. I would like to see that from all the candidates. I also say that I don't particularly like you bashing the Democratic candidates because they won't come on your show. I'm in total agreement with you. They should have been there. But I think the problem lies with whomever is pulling the chains higher up. It makes me very angry because there are a couple of those candidates that I really am in favor of, and I didn't have the knowledge I have about them. I wouldn't vote for them based on the fact they seem to snub your show. I think you should do a deep search and find out what idiot was giving them such terrible direction. Well, ultimately, the candidates themselves are responsible for that decision, don't you think? And I want to go to more calls. There's more of this email that I'll read on the air. But I appreciate the opinion, Mary Ann. However, I've had a lot of people say, hey, Scott, where are you at on the measures? Where are you going to vote? I think it's better to know where people are coming from. I don't think we ought to hide behind that. So I just consider it honest. You know, I'm going to share my opinions. I'm going to show you how I'm going to vote. I don't see any problem with that. Mary in Roscoe, South Dakota, what's on your mind? I'm going to go to as many of these calls as I can very quickly. So if each of you could make your point in half a minute or less, I'll love you forever. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, my name's Mary, and I'm originally from Alaska. I'm down here hunting in South Dakota, and I heard about your Proposition 7. And I cannot tell you, having been a pharmacy owner, how important it is that you guys vote no on Proposition 7. The big chains, they're not going to help you. That's not going to decrease your pricing. And you will be putting all of your small business pharmacies out of business, and there will be less access if that proposition passes. And yesterday there was a veteran on who was very upset about the fact that the pharmacist would not take TRICARE, and I can tell you why. It's because you can't afford to take TRICARE. The government pays you such a pittance that you cannot stay in business. You cannot buy and purchase at the same prices that the Walmarts and the Walgreens do, and therefore by the time you finish filling a prescription for anybody on TRICARE, you've lost money on it. And I know that for a fact. I took TRICARE. I'm out of business now because of the government and because of the competition that these chain stores is going to do to your local businessmen. Please do not vote yes on it. Vote no. Keep your local businesses in business. It's important.
Mary, appreciate the call, and thanks for the update on or the answer to that caller yesterday. We did hear from that pharmacist in Garrison as well, who told a similar story, that it's one size fits all. He has no choice, so it is a bad deal. But you ought not blame the pharmacist. You ought to blame the government mandate. Barb in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm
great.
Doing good. I'll try to be quick for you, but I am a supporter of Measure 6, and I think it's important that the public know that when voting on that, that the opponents of this measure have received all of their funding from the North Dakota Bar Association. That association is currently being investigated by the National Parents Organization for misuse of funds. In addition to that, the question I have is why would a group that's, you know, made up of lawyers be opposed to a measure that puts children first? And then, in contrary to what the opposition would want you to believe, Measure 6 does not force a mandatory 50-50. Equal parenting is defined in the measure as approximate and reasonable. And the other thing that the opposition keeps touting is that fitness is not defined. We have current Century Code 27-20 that helps to define fitness. There's also Century Code 1409-22 and 50-25.1 that talks about abusive situations, so a child will not ever be put into an abusive situation. So I encourage the voters to please read the full measure, do the research. Measure 6 is good for our children.
Good idea, Barb. Great advice to really do your own research on all these. And that's I meant to mention that in response to the emailer that didn't want me to share which candidates I plan to vote for. Again, I'm not telling you how to vote. I would shudder at the idea that somebody's going to, I'm going to vote the way you are, Scott. Well, do your own research on all of them. I'm just telling you what I've heard here influences me, and I'm going to share with you how I ultimately am voting on all of them. Jason in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I had a quick comment the earlier caller there about using the VA system. I'm a veteran. I've used the VA system. I think, fortunately, we're pretty lucky in North Dakota. Our facilities are pretty good. Nationally, I'm appalled at what goes on in the VA nationally. And I guess as a veteran, what I would say, especially if you're a young veteran that's come back, and what we really should do as veterans is get involved with your veterans organizations. I'm currently a life member to the Veterans of Foreign Wars. I'm working on being a paid-up-for-life member of the American Legion. And these organizations, and there are others as well, but these organizations hold their feet to the fire, the VA, the federal government. They're always in Washington talking to our national legislators, and those organizations speak out for the veterans. And
great point, Jason. Great point. Up against the break, but, I mean, join the organizations. Be active. Be part of it. I'm amazed. You sound like you're a younger vet. You know, how many do not follow the, you know, the older generation? That was just a foregone conclusion. They're going to be a VFW member, American Legion member. So great points. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. We have one off-air call we've not gotten to yet, Todd. Am I right? My math that still waiting to play one more.
your math?
By my math, but I could sure. My math could be wrong. You tell me.
He's getting ever so active on social media. I've got this thing here.
Good morning. I've got a comment on Measure 5. We have to look at the groups that are advocating and behind the driving force behind Measure 5. The Sierra Club, Ducks Unlimited, and other environmental extremists are the same groups that are trying to destroy the oil, gas, and coal industry. So we got a question for North Dakota. Are you willing to pay for your own demise, economic demise? You got to think about that. Vote no on Measure 5. Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call. I would add one caveat to that. I saw a letter in the McKenzie County Farmer written by the McKenzie County Pheasants Forever representative, lead person in McKenzie County, saying that he was personally opposed to it, was not for it, didn't like what the national folks were doing. So I think there's folks on the ground, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, some of these groups, that are local to North Dakota that aren't about the money grab and about the empire building that's going on at the national level. But as far as some of the wildlife groups, some of the extreme environmental groups, Sierra Club as an example, I couldn't agree with it anymore. They would just soon the oil and gas industry go away. So important point there to share. Email question said you rifled off the list of folks against measure number 5. How about doing the same on those that are in favor of measure number 1? And noted to all of the medical community that was out in full force in Bismarck and Fargo. There was a big full-page ad in some newspapers over the weekend signed by tons of physicians and healthcare professionals. The clergy's done the same thing. Now, those are two powerful groups. You're talking about your doctor and your pastor, right? And all of them very much in favor of Measure 1. So I think that's a fair point. I know we've had some calls from folks upset that there was not better coverage, specifically in Bismarck, of the doctors and also the clergy that gathered yesterday. And I'm not sure what the reasons behind that, if it's bias or if it's just they're busy. But anyway, appreciate those comments as well. By the way, one other thing I want to get out on some breaking news today before we go to our next guest. The North Dakota Department of Health has announced today they are monitoring two people in North Dakota, according to Centers for Disease Control guidance, that do not have Ebola but have traveled to the region. All right, so in other words, these are not confirmed cases of Ebola, but these are people that under the guidelines of the CDC are being monitored because they have traveled back to North Dakota from regions impacted by that. So this is on the radar of the Department of Health in North Dakota, and some breaking news that we'll keep you posted on. So wanted to make you aware of that. As I mentioned throughout the program, we are on location today at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, both for What's on Your Mind today and also for Energy Matters later today. The newly appointed director of the EERC, Tom Erickson, is here to tell us about a very important entity to the future of North Dakota that we all could spend a little time learning more about, which I look forward to doing today, both on this program and Energy Matters. Tom, nice to have you.
Great. I greatly appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for coming to the EERC for the show.
Glad to be here. I'm looking forward to getting a tour after the program today and learning about the latest and greatest that is happening here. From a big picture standpoint, as a director, what do you want our audience to know? What do you want North Dakota to know about what the EERC does every day?
Well, you know, that I like to focus what the EERC does on four different topics. The first one being vision. We provide vision on a variety of different technologies and topics to serve the industry of North Dakota, to serve the state of North Dakota, and really to broaden it well beyond North Dakota to the U.S. and to the world. And that vision can be, I think when you and I discussed earlier today, it's in some ways seeing around the corner, trying to understand what the next challenge, what the next opportunity is, and trying to be out in front of it. We also do a lot of work in invention, of course, creating new technologies, new ideas, new concepts to solve the challenges of today, and to be out again in front of those challenges for the future. We work a lot in the area of innovation, which means taking the existing technologies, existing power plants, existing emission control systems, and advancing them, making them better, making them cheaper, making them more environmentally friendly. And then we do a lot of demonstration work for a lot of different technologies. Many different clients out there come to us to demonstrate their technologies as kind of that last step prior to commercialization.
You know, the vision piece is the most exciting because we end up fighting battles so often, be it on global warming or be it on, CO2 or some issues where we just sort of seed all this ground to say, yep, CO2 is bad, and now we just got to recognize it's bad and play in that arena. Where the vision kind of gets you ahead of that to say, wait a minute here. Let's change the narrative a little bit. Is that part of why you like looking around the corner a little bit?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, we like to lead vision with science, with good, credible science. And sometimes it takes science a while to catch up with the topic as well. But the more we can base our considerations, our decisions, our policies on good, quality science, I think the better off we are.
In the areas of invention and innovation, tantalize our listeners a little bit about some of the things that are happening under this roof.
One of the things that I'm most excited about is mercury control. 10 years ago, mercury control was a big topic, and we've really moved forward to the point where it's being implemented right now. Under EPA rules, it is required to be controlled, and we developed a whole suite of mercury control technologies that were commercialized, spun off to a company called Midwest Energy Emissions Corporation, ME2C. ME2C is, I think, as we speak, has 11 contracts signed to deploy the technology. That all started with a concept and an idea at the EERC through the various steps, starting out with vision, moving all the way through to demonstration technologies, and moving it into the hands of a commercial partner, and they are moving it out into the commercial marketplace as we speak.
We're going to chat later today with John Haryu, who is one of your directors here, and talk a little bit about carbon capture and enhanced recovery. This is one that excites me because obviously I think anybody that follows environmental debates knows that CO2, for lack of a better term, is bad, right? And so in this case, you would take something that is bad and utilize it for something good, and that is enhanced oil recovery, which we look at the economic prosperity and the energy renaissance that's happening in North Dakota. That's with, 5-6% of the oil coming out of the rock. Enhanced recovery allows you to go back in and get more of them, using a bad thing to capture and store a CO2. You remove a pain point there, for instance, for the coal industry, and you help the oil and gas industry, right?
Yeah, exactly. You take something that's commonly termed a pollutant by many groups to one that's a commodity, one that has a value and that we're looking to utilize to enhance the value of other commodities such as oil and gas.
And there's a great video on the EERC website that describes all this, but you're doing this. This is one of the demonstrations that's happening right now, right here, right?
Yeah, we're leading a project right now to take a look at how you go about deploying CO2 to enhance oil recovery. You know, the Bakken play in western North Dakota is not a traditional type of an oil play. And so understanding how the CO2 interacts and how this actually works is important. Again, trying to develop technology based on sound science. And we have folks working in the lab trying to understand the science of what happens with that CO2 when you put it underground at those pressures and those environments, and how that will influence and allow more oil to be recovered.
So when that, you know, was first on a whiteboard somewhere here in EERC as a, as an idea, as part of a vision to today, how far has the needle moved?
Well, it's moved a significant way. I mean, it's moved to the point where they're looking at doing additional demonstrations. You know, as with all things, as it gets deployed the 5th, 10th, 15th, 20th time is when you really start to learn. There'll be significant learning even after you've actually deployed the technology. But just getting it to the point where you're utilizing it in a scientific manner is the first step.
And in that case, is that something you know enough now to say this will be deployed and utilized at some point? I mean, we've crossed that threshold. Now it's about making it economical, or it's about perfecting it. I mean, do you cross a threshold at some point on these demonstrations where you say go, no go?
Right. Well, I think we feel very strongly that it has great potential to be a go. However, again, we just need to get a few demonstrations out there that prove that it is. You know, doing things in the laboratory and doing them through simulation is not what industry is looking for. They want to see actual full scale demonstrations.
And you know, and just using this CO2 capture utilization and storage as an example. How long of a process is it? I imagine it's different on every one of them, whether you're talking the mercury things or whatever. But how long before it's a vision on a whiteboard and actually, you know, you get to a point where, hey, this is something that we can spin off and we can utilize?
Right. I mean, it certainly is a many-year process from the beginning. Just taking a step back on CO2 capture and our sequestration program, we call it PCOR for the Plains CO2 Reduction Partnership. When we started that partnership, it was largely a coal-focused partnership. We were focused on how do we deal with CO2 from a coal perspective. In approximately 8 years, it has completely turned to now we're focusing on how we deal with CO2, not just from a coal perspective, but from an oil and gas perspective as this tremendous resource to support the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, what I love about that one is that, again, it's part of the reason there's a war on coal, right, from CO2. And yet it has the ability to be a significant game changer for the oil and gas industry. And in the case of North Dakota, those are two very important industries.
Yeah. I think we need to look at this as an everything to the table type of opportunity. I mean, the state of North Dakota has not only a tremendous need for the CO2 as we go forward with enhanced oil recovery, but also a tremendous need for energy. And coal is just an incredible low-cost source of electricity, allows us to keep the prices down. If you look at things that happen in places like Germany, and their tremendous move to renewable resources, they've caused catastrophic effects on their economy, to the point now where the country of Germany is in the process of building 27 new coal-fired power plants to try to correct the problems that they've seen.
And we're making it more difficult in the United States to build coal plants.
That is true. We're making it, I won't say impossible, but very close to impossible.
Very, very, very close to impossible for new plants,
yeah.
And very difficult even to retrofit existing plants.
Yeah.
Right?
As soon as you do any significant retrofit to improve the plant, it brings in new standards.
Politically, it looks as though you have an EPA that just does not want coal, and so they're trying to put their thumb on the scale against coal and their thumb on the scale the other way for other, energy uses, right?
Yeah, certainly. There does. It seems to be, as you mentioned before, a war on coal. It seems to be that everything is focused on trying to remove coal from the mix.
But EERC could be fairly called a member of the Army trying to defend against that, right?
Yeah, certainly. We believe there are many technologies out there for utilizing coal in an environmentally friendly manner that allow you to still produce a low-cost source of electricity.
How are we doing in moving the needle on clean coal?
Well, certainly clean coal, there are plants going in the U.S. as we speak, a couple of them, one in Kemper County, Mississippi, that will come online shortly, a new advanced power coal gasification system, the first of its type being built. Certainly seen some challenges in terms of cost and such, but, you know, you expect that when you have your first unit built.
Very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about other, you know, obviously we spent a little time on the coal side, on the oil side, mercury, but there's obviously many different technologies being applied here all across. It's sort of all of the above strategy on energy being studied here, and also a really unique way about how everything is always looked at from the perspective of how could this be commercialized eventually. We'll talk about that with Tom Erickson from the ERC when we continue.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
We're live at the University of North Dakota today, Energy and Environmental Research Center. Tom Erickson, the new director, with us. Back to our conversation with him in just a moment. But first, let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And we do that courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our sponsor every Tuesday. Kim, a farmer from Hixson, wants to share why it's so important to provide ag education, even in a state like North Dakota. Tell me, Kim.
Agriculture is the largest employer in North Dakota, with nearly 25% of the workforce working in the agriculture sector. North Dakota farmers and ranchers take great pride in growing and producing safe, wholesome, and high-quality products. There are so many new advancements, technologies, products, and proven research that has changed farming and ranching practices significantly in the past few decades. Millions of people are on the Internet every day posting opinions and perceptions about agriculture and our food products. The real question is, what are the facts? As farmers and those directly involved in agriculture, it is our responsibility to share our story, share the facts, and share with consumers the importance of agriculture and what we do.
Thanks, Kim. Find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. We're also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, where you get the same pillow that Todd and I sleep on, the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, you get a two-for-one deal on their original classic pillow, a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028. Jot that number down. I'll give it to you again in a moment. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. No more tossing and turning. This pillow stays cool. You got a 10-year warranty, a 60-night money-back guarantee. What's not to love? Also brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. All things sprayers. They have them at High Plains Apache, your official Apache sprayer dealer. And by the way, they told me they have some used pull-type sprayers. Great deals right now, 1,000 to 1,500 gallon capacity, big 90-foot booms on them. Check those out, some Apache use sprayers too. HighPlainsApache.com, also home to the ET Egg Center, with 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. A couple of notes from earlier in the program. Daryl wanted us to pass along that the Sakakawea chapter of Pheasants Forever are also against Measure 5. We mentioned the McKenzie County folks saying there. And I just got a note from Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City. The bypass in Watford City is open. There's a game changer for you, so travelers in the patch will love to hear that. Continuing our conversation now with Tom Erickson, who heads up the Energy and Environmental Research Center on the campus of UND. Dan in Fargo had a question for you about CO2 sequestration. From Dan. Dan for Tom. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, yeah. I'm a little confused about this talk of good hard science and the university research think tank type approach. Aren't you overlooking the largest source of carbon dioxide emissions from living animals and people? What's this stuff about trying to sequester it and put it back in the ground?
No, you're actually talking about a very important subject. We typically talk about the different sources of CO2, and certainly the man-made sources of CO2 are very, very minimal compared to those that come from nature. Not just animals, but a volcanic eruption from just general trends is in heating and cooling in general sense in terms of the oceans. There are many, many different things that affect the amount of CO2. And this focus is really strictly on what can we do about that which man produces in a concentrated form.
Tell me about the commercialization mentality of the ERC, because you aren't just thinking about big problems and in a sort of professorial kind of way. You want to find ways that ultimately they'll be good for obviously industry, but ultimately commercialized. Makes sense, right?
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it is our focus is to move technologies into the marketplace to commercialize them. If we do not have a commercialized technology, then that's not a success. We really want to focus on real-world applications, real-world economics, not just pie-in-the-sky, blue-sky research, but what it really takes to make a difference on the ground to deploy a technology, whether it's an environmental improvement, whether it's an economic improvement, what can actually make it out into the commercial marketplace.
We're going to have an interview with a fellow by the name of Chuck McConnell from Rice University later, and he talks about, carbon capture utilization and storage as a way to save money for the taxpayers, where all these energy sources out there that are subsidized are not sustainable, and that the long-term carbon capture utilization and storage will not require subsidies. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, what Chuck's really related to is using enhanced oil recovery. I was fortunate to be at an event about 3 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., and it was focused on the next transformational technology for carbon capture and then carbon sequestration or utilization. And what I left that meeting with was the feeling that really the only thing transformational, the only thing that can really make this a positive instead of just a negative, is enhanced oil recovery at this time. It is the game changer.
Wow, and certainly one for North Dakota. Only about a half a minute left, but you're in all of the above when it comes to energy research, right, and the environment?
Yes, certainly are.
Water?
We're dealing with water technologies, be it solutions for the oil and gas industry or just water management, health of lakes and rivers, renewables. How to transform our biomass resources into clean, efficient energy, wind energy, many, many different topics across the spectrum of energy.
How many different you know, how many different projects underway here now?
At any given time, you know, we may have well over 200 contracts with clients. That may actually be more like 100, 150 projects. But a very, very diverse organization. I tell everybody, if you get bored working here, there's something wrong.
Check out their website on that carbon capture video. It's really neat. I like it, and you'll learn more about EERC. We'll be here for Energy Matters later today, too. Tom, congrats on the new position. Thanks for telling us a little bit of the story of EERC.
All right. Thanks very much, Scott.
On the campus of the University of North Dakota at the Energy and Environmental Research Center with What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow, my friends. Thanks for listening. Remember, whatsonyourmindradio.com with all the podcasts. If you missed a minute, you miss a lot. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.